What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader. Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. This is the podcast where I bring you that daily motivation, daily inspiration as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable trader. And on today's episode, I'm going to bring you a clip, all right? A clip from one of my private one-on-one calls, or this could be a clip from one of my private group calls that someone booked with me. And I just want to share this with you because I think it can be super beneficial for you and your journey. And on this podcast, that's what we're all about, watching each other go to new levels of growth in our learning, in our discipline, and of course, in our execution. So, hey, buckle up your seatbelt. God bless you and get ready because this is going to be some great information that's going to help you propel you closer to your goals, your dreams, and your desires trading in the Forex market. All right, let's get into it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
If you showed up on this call, if you're still inspired by this trading journey, obviously there's something that you want. So what are your goals? What are one or two things that you want to do consistently or just things you want to accomplish this year as far as growth? Lines open.
I'll jump in right now.
Let's go.
So I was back testing like hundreds of trades in December. So I figured out like the key times, the pairs I trade move in. And it's like on repeat. You see it over and over and over. So my schedule is going to be from 3 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. trading. I saw my most moves happen between 3 to 5, 8 to 9 based off my strategy. And I'm not trading Mondays, so I could like really take full. So that'll limit my overtrading because I'm most likely going to be taking every setup that follows my trading plan. But I want to limit it so I'm not going crazy. So maybe cut off Monday, Tuesday, Friday, 3 a.m. to 10:30. Worked really well this week. I didn't trade Tuesday, but I trade yesterday today. So I think if I keep consistent with that, and if I don't have a trade opportunity in the morning, I could just study videos. I think that'll help me take the next step. So that's what I'm working on.
I love that. I love that. Love that. So with what you've back tested, you said you did over 100 trades in December?
I did over. I mean, it was pretty crazy. Your system, I finally found a quick way to backtest, and I set up a vertical line so I could go right back to where I was. So I ended up like backtesting like 400 or 500 setups, 40 to 50 pips based off my. Basically, I had to get TradingView a higher version so I could backtest in 2021 with the 5 minute. I've been putting in work. So yeah. Basically, I found the times. But what you mentioned about when you put it, like, I feel so much confident because I've seen it happen. It happens like. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You backtested a volume. It's crazy how often and consistent it happens.
Yeah, yeah, bro. I mean, I was talking to a friend last night, and we were just saying how, you know, there's this old gospel song that my grandmother used to sing back in the days, and it was like, he may not come when you want him, but God is always on time, right? And it's like, the market is, it's like, I promise you, the market is that same way. It's like, the setups may not come when you want them to come, but if you show up at a specific time every single day or on your specific days to trade, opportunities will come. You just got to take them. And so, like, yeah, bro. Good stuff, man. So now you just got to implement. You just got to implement it. You got to wake up and grind your days and grind your time and you know, and just execute it. So that sounds like the next phase for you, bro.
Yes, sir. Just did it this morning. I'm like you. I feel inspired right now. So I'm like, let's go. Yeah, let's wake up 3 a.m. every, like, you know what I mean? So I'm excited. I'll keep you updated. But yes, it's working so far, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's the thing. And then when you miss trades also, so I'll share this real quick because you're bringing up something that's really good. And it's like What we have to do now is, once you find your time, like you've back tested, you put in that work, now you have to look at how many quality setups realistically are you getting with your setup, where you're getting the entry that you want with the nice risk to reward or whatever the case may be, or the entry that makes you feel confident and comfortable. And then at the same time, you're seeing the setup play out and actually take out the take profit that you had in mind, right? So now you're looking at, okay, on like just based off that back testing, on average, how many times a week am I seeing this, the quality setup that I want, play out? For me, with the break and retest that I've been doing, just keeping it super simple, 2 to 3 beautiful moves that's going to take out my take profit. 2 to 3. So this week I caught one, and today I caught a scalp today. I didn't get my ideal entry, but there was an opportunity there. So I caught the scalp, but I missed 2 setups. No, I missed like 3 setups that I didn't capitalize on that I had marked up, but I woke up and the move had already happened. Or my entry had already happened, so I didn't jump in like while it was developing, right? So even though I didn't catch those, in my mind, like once I took the scalp today, I said, okay, I'm done trading for the week, because I've already over, like, I've already seen my quality setups play out. Even though I didn't catch them, like, there was like 6 this week. So that's over what my average is. So now I got to be disciplined enough to say, yo, that's it. You know what I mean? And if I do trade tomorrow, maybe I have a little personal account. You know what I mean? Like a little Oanda account, you know, that's just the account where I just let the emotions go. You know what I mean? But it's not like an account that I'm working on, like a challenge account, or it's not like the big personal account, you know, it's a demo account or it's a small account. You know what I mean? But it's important now to figure that out, Jay. Like, what's my average? So now you know when to stop, because one of the, like, the biggest things you're going to face now is you got to know when enough is enough. You know what I mean? Because you can have a great Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, let's say you don't take a trade, and then Thursday, Friday, now you're back at break even. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to figure out, just based on your data, what is my average deliverable for this strategy per week? And once you tap into that and you catch those setups, or maybe you missed them, you got to count that into the fold, because you got to know when to stop. Because if you don't know when to stop, that's when the market takes your money.
Good point. I'm gonna note that down in.
Yeah, for sure, bro. For sure. All right, who's next? What are 1 or 2 of your goals for this year with trading?
Hey, doing? My name is Matt. One of the things,
Matt,
that,
it's been a long time, what? Brother. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good Happy to hear New from year. You. Happy New Year, brother. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
So one of the things that I definitely want to piggyback off the last person, basically, like, I'll mark up some of my trades the night before, and then I've been seeing a lot of my stuff kind of pan out literally 3 to 6 a.m. or like 3 to 6:30, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, and I get up, you know, I usually get up at like 5:45, 6 a.m. And then I go right to, you know, or if I, you know, kind of try to get a little earlier, but I'm like, I think I got to get up a little bit, at least a few days a week, get up a little bit earlier, get it started, see if I can get anything going before I get to work, at least like 2 or 3 days a week. And then just can really continue on my education, which I love your content. It's actually helped me tremendously. So I appreciate everything.
Good stuff, man. I love it, bro. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. It don't matter how much earlier you wake up. It's going to always be a trade or two every week that's going to take off without you.
No, I know. It's just, I think it happened. The last 2 days, I marked at least about, I would say, 5-6 different pairs. And 4 of those pairs all hit my zone, and then had, like, I had call out, you know, put the call out to the messages right where I want, like, to take everything, the buys, the sells. And I'm like, oh my God, I missed this one. I'm like, it is what it is, though.
That's it. Hey, as long as you see it play out, that gives you confidence. Cause I was like, I mean, actually today, like I had GU and EU marked up for buys. I knew it was going to break and retest my zone. I had it marked up last night and I'm like, I know this is going to give me a beautiful break and retest. And I've been waking up like 2:30 and, you know, I'm ready by 2:45. You know, I'm ready, you know, to execute at London Open at 3 a.m. And so, bro, soon I got in my office like 2:30, you know, after I brushed my teeth, washed my face and stuff, left the room and just came into the office and I'm like, bro, my entries on both had already happened. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, like it's always going to happen, bro. And then now if I try to move my time up and say, okay, I'm going to come to the market or I'm going to start waking up at 2 a.m. so I get in early. Watch next week, a move going to take off at 1:30. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's just always like that. But what we got to do is we just got to find our time and just say, yo, I'm going to stay consistent with my time. And I know, maybe not this week, maybe not next week, but I know there's going to be setups that's going to come and sit right on my lap.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it definitely was a little confidence booster. Most of all my stuff started actually playing out. Unfortunately, I didn't get in them, but I said, you know what? I was proud, half proud, and I was like, gave me a little more confidence, which is a good thing.
Good stuff. I love it, man. That sounds good to me, bro. Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing just how this time works for you and, you know, just looking forward to just hearing you start catching some of these setups and just see how much your confidence improves, you know, in the next few months. So excited about that. Good to hear from you again, Matt. Who's next?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, brother.